As Edmund Grove swans around the US trying to flog off bits of his failing empire, mums and dads are getting worried. Now, as it happens, these mums and dads are also taxpayers and, so it transpires, they have contributed mightily to the fortunes of Edmund, his missus and a few others in the inner ABC circle. I found it rather interesting that in the huff and puff of last week's media examination of the fall and fall of ABC, little attention was paid to the real issue, that of the privatisation of public services and goods. That debate, if you follow the silence of the media, would seem to have been settled long ago. While I'm all for high-quality, low-cost childcare, I'm also for equitable distribution of wealth and regulation to prevent the accumulation of wealth by taxpayer-subsidised for-profit providers of childcare and a range of other services and goods. ABC Learning has grown enormously over the last 10 or so years. The growth in ABC's profits and Edmund's personal wealth can be tracked alongside the rise in childcare subsidies paid from our taxes to provide a service that was historically, in most cases, provided by local councils operating on small budgets with much parent input and assistance. The few private centres were reserved for the rich, who were adverse to the thought of their little ones coming into contact with the spawn of the great unwashed. Profits are not that hard to make when one is providing a government-funded essential service. Indeed, the lucrative arrangements the privateers lobby for ensure that they don't really have to work that hard to keep up the payments on the penthouse, planes and cars. With about 45% or $207 million of the profits of the ABC centres coming from our taxes, we are, I would argue, and entitled to an explanation of why this is good. But I won't hold my breath. Little talked about in the media fracas over Edmund's diminishing fortunes last week was mention of the former Howard Government Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, Larry Anthony. Larry lost his seat in 2004 and was very quickly invited to join the board of ABC. Perhaps this was just a small way to repay Anthony's legislative assistance, because it was he, as the responsible minister, who pushed through the bill that gave hefty subsidies to parents who were then, under the law, forced to pay that to the childcare provider they chose. However, choice was, in many areas, soon reduced to choosing the closest ABC centre or the one further away. ABC, if you remember, was hauled before the Australian Consumer and Competition Commission when it successfully tried to take over the second biggest childcare provider, Childcare Centres Australia. This is where it gets interesting, and we see the nexus between politics and big business revealed yet again. Childcare Centres Australia had two high-flying Liberals on the board, Andrew Peacock and Michael Kroger, with Peacock the company's chairperson. Now, with Larry Anthony and former Brisbane Lord Mayor and prominent Liberal Sally Ann Atkinson on the current board of ABC, one wonders how much Edmund is rueing the fact that through his networks within the Liberal Party, he successfully achieved a commitment from the Howard government that, should they be re-elected, they would pour almost $700 million into direct childcare subsidies. Easy money by anyone's standards, I would think. However, that little earner crashed and burned along with John Winston Howard on the evening of November 24, 2007. I suggest that, unlike a wise investor, Edmund had put almost all of his political investments in the Liberal Party, and when they no longer guaranteed a steady income, his worm, as they say, turned. It's also worth remembering that Edmund doesn't care much for the workers he employs. You might recall that in 2003 and 2004, he fought against charges that his centres were responsible for the safety of the tiny tots who attended. No, Edmund argued, if the little kids escape, then it's the lousy staff I employ who should be held liable. He lost. Not content with telling his staff to bugger off and take responsibility, he wasn't too kindly disposed to allowing government inspectors to check he met the rules. With heavy, deep pockets, no doubt full of taxpayers' money, he challenged the Victorian government all the way to the Supreme Court. He lost, and the inspectors moved in. On both counts, Edmund truly believes that he and he alone knows what's best for the little ones. He denied that cutbacks in staff and services, via orders to reduce the amount of toilet paper available, reducing lunch sizes and other basic items, would affect the quality of care his centres could offer. It seems that flying around on his private jet might have reduced his ability to see the trees for the forest. And so it is that Edmund is now jetting around the US, trying to do deals to unload some of his debt, and if he is lucky, score a green card and do a Rupert on us. But that's not all Edmund is doing. There is one last card to be turned over, as the house of taxpayer-funded cards crumbles. You probably haven't heard of a little trust fund called the Australian Education Trust. It's managed by the directors of Austock Property Management Limited. The directors of the responsible entity all come from corporate backgrounds with extensive interlinkages. Companies with interests in the trust include Mervac, you might know of them as the rapacious developers of once public land, and National Australia Bank, who also bankrolled Edmund. In their 2007 annual report, we find that 97% of the income the trust obtains comes from, you guessed it, ABC Learning. What is also of interest is that the profit that ABC provides for the trust is, you guessed it, 45% of total profits derived from the trust. Am I paranoid or is there a pattern emerging here? Taxpayers contribute 45% of ABC profits. ABC provides 45% of Australian Education Trust profits. Nah, can't be. But that's not all. The 2007 annual report also notes that by 2010, the trust will, quote, acquire interests in three schools in Victoria and New South Wales. With such a vertical integration of education being proposed, it will soon no longer be the state providing cradle-to-the-grave social services, but private, for-profit companies. Children, it seems, are lucrative business investments. As units of production, they are relatively attractive. The main research and development, along with the clean-up of toxic wastes, is done by the family, leaving the profits to be stripped off by the corporates. No doubt, as the creditors close in, Edmund will be hoping that Kevin 07 can ride in and save his bacon. Then again, if Kevin does ride in and save the day, it will be you and me that contribute directly to the fortunes of those whose biggest worry is if they have to sell the Bentley or the Porsche to make the next payment on the jet. I'm Shane Elson. Thanks for listening.